Welcome to Shom Machshava and the Daf Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arab Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Kuvov. The Gemara Amud Beis introduces the concept of division of inheritance. And the Gemara says that you could do it, or you should do it with a goyrel, with a lot, with a raffle. And you learn it from Eretz Yisrael. Meaning when Am Yisrael divided Eretz Yisrael, they also did a goyrel. So the Gemara, you can't compare it to Eretz Yisrael. There was a kalpi nor metumim. So the Gemara, yeah, but here they agree to follow the Goyim. So this Gemara gives us the concept that sometimes you make decisions, you help yourself make decisions through a Goyim. And there's a big discussion in the Poskim based on what the steerer that we find in Sefer Chassidim. In Sefer Chassidim, there's two things that he says that seem to be a contradiction. In Siman Tafresh Ayin Tes, he says, if people are in a ship and they suddenly have a Seara, there is a storm, and they look around and they see that other ships are fine. They're the only ship which is about to drown. So then they should do a goyrel, should do a lot, and the one that the goyrel falls on him, they're going to throw him to the water, similar to what we found that happened by Yonah. He adds that they will daven, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guide them in the right way, and if they can put him into some kind of a small boat or some floating item, they'll try to do that as well. And he should not jump on his own. They should put him into that little boat. But the goyrel works. That's at Siman Tav Rishayin Tes. And Siman Tav Shin Aleph says Sefer Chassidim that if people are in a boat and they realize that there's a ruchsara, there's a storm, and they're about to drown, they're not allowed to do a goyrel. That if the goyrel will fall on one of them, they can throw him to the water. So even though we found by Yoino that it was, by Yoino is different. That was a Luch Ruch HaKodesh. But in general, even a smach Kani Linyan Momin, Kol Sheken Linyan Nefoshesh Leisbechu Al Pi Goyim. So asks the Sefer Chassidim, what about our Gemara? Though we do split the land with a Goyim. Says there, we talk about that they're both Chalokim Shovim. Each one is getting exactly the same amount. Question is, who should get the right one, who should get the left one? Then a Goyim works. So when it's equal, the goyrel works. But to make a decision based on the goyrel, I don't do. And he concludes and says, that's why in Yom Kippurim, Yatua Seirim, and the Shteya Seirim were exactly Shovim, Bimari, Bekoyim, or Bedom. They're exactly the same, and therefore the goyrel works. So the Mefarshim are busy with this. What's Shat, Echor Astir, and Tzevich Hasidim? The Medrash Talpiyos, in the Erech Goyrel, brings this, and he says that the Shat is simple. In the first point in Tafshayin Tes, our first simon, we're saying that all the other boats are not drowning. That's the only boat which is drowning. So there's a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use the goyrel. But the second simon, Tafshayin Aleph, there's a storm all over. So to just decide based on a goyrel, I don't do. Meaning, sometimes I will use the goyrel, but I can't rely on it 100%. Similarly, the Mefarshim bring, the Ramah says in Yeridah Simon Kufrin Zayin, the Goyim came to Yisrael and said, give us one of you so we could kill him, or we're going to kill all of you. Says the Ramah, you're not allowed to give one Jew to the Goyim unless they specifically ask for that specific one, and even then, not sure you could give him. So the Sefer Tiferes Lemoishe says that you could use a Goyim. If you want to use a girl, you could use a Goyim. So in the Sefer Chavli Yosef Chadre Deo, Yosef Hutner, he brings this, he says, it doesn't make sense. Only Baruch HaKodesh can come and rely on it. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, let's use a goyrel, like they did in Eretz Yisrael. He says, you can't use a goyrel. You can't use a girl in our case. The only reason we use a girl, because they both agreed to use a goyrel. But in general, to come and make din nefashos based on a goyrel, of course you won't do it. And he brings other rayas to this. So it comes out, the goyrel does help to make decisions. But the shail is, if we could rely on it, if that's something we can use, or you have to have a special Ruach HaKodesh to come and use it. As we know, when we come to Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur is being, we have two Seirim, as the Sefer Chassidim mentioned, and we use a Goyel. The Sefer Chassidim Mashra, because they're both equal, so it's fine to use a Goyel. But in the Sefer Chassidim is brought down, and so brings the Baal HaTanya and his Siddur, in the end of Shara Purim, the Bnei Sosra quotes him, in Ma'amori Chodesh Tishrei Oizvov, and the Pritzadik and Shushan Purim base also brings it. And they all say the same idea, that the idea of a goyrel is that you want to go and give the decision to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I make a determination without having human beings deo, without having the seichel enoshi, a person's hand in it. Reb Tzadik says even a nevuah can't do it because the nevuah also goes to the seichel of a novi. The one thing that brings up goes up to the rotzoi na'elyon of a kodesh baruch hu is a goyrel. And the simple understanding is, what is a girl? A girl, I'm allowing Hashem to make that decision. The way the Bnei Yisrael quotes the Baal HaTanya is to say that we're going to a place which is above Bechira. Bechira is a human being. But the girl is going to Kadosh Baruch Hu with no Bechira. And Rabbi Tzadik explains that's the oimik of Shtei HaSeirim. The one Seir is Hashem, that's connected to Am Yisrael. And one Seir is La'azaz, that's connected to Esav. And what Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing Yom Kippurim, he's saying, I'm showing that all the various of Klal Yisrael don't really belong to them. They belong to Esav, they belong to the Yetzer Hara, they belong to Koyach HaSarah. You could throw it away. But Am Yisrael, they are connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Their Pnimiyusim belongs to Hashem. The one who can make that determination is only Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is able to royal a levav and say this point. To say, Hakiach Esav Yaakov V'Arav is Yaakov. I know that Yaakov is connected to me. That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. And if we do a goyul that brings it to the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this may be the discussion here among the poskim. Goyul is unbelievable. It's so high. It's so gavoya to connect to Ratzon HaElyon. Not everybody can come and use that. Not everybody who does a goyul is able to connect to such a high place. And Yom Kippurim, that's when there's access to get to the Ratzon HaElyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and mevarer that all the chatoim of Klal Yisrael don't belong to them. That is the godless, that's the greatness of the day, that Yom Kippurim, that you can connect to that rotzen. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.